4 HKX mobile. Patrick, 10-4 ZLK mobile.
I was hoping I'd catch you out there. How's your day going?
Deliveries are light, like they've been lately, but pickups are heavy today. I'm heading off to have lunch with a fellow employee, and then I'll get back to work again.
Have lunch with a fellow ham, so, and then I'll go back to sitting around.
Like,
I mean, of a morning it's a little stiff, and I still have to, you know, watch certain steps and things like that, but overall, for just a month after surgery, it's doing great.
But at your age, have to be careful of a morning. We might be a little stiff and have to watch our step.
Oh, man.
Who you would know? I mean, y'all do have me beat.
We're just running from all these to Walmart, which is about a block here, guys. I just couldn't resist. In 0 TR.
And Bernice, hope the appointment this morning went well.
He's just going to give me some medicine, and hopefully it's not a carcinoma. So, oh boy, things are going on a roll today.
It's not either. Go ahead, Patrick.
It's not. I'm glad things went smooth there for you. I know you've got a lot going on right now.
But, oh well, it's better than pushing up daisies from the root side, guys. Hey, talk to y'all later. Enjoy your lunch, and we're going to run in and get that medicine. We're going to try that for about a month, and if it don't work, he'll take that thing off of my eyelid. Really nice guy down there. I love that Clemson eye. 73 and 0 TR.
You have a good day. And 4ZLK.
Hey, Miss Bernice. Y'all have a good day, and good to hear from you. KO4HK.
Terry, KR4ACR this morning, he kind of knows where my deliveries are because his company does similar thing, and he was waiting on me when I pulled up for my first delivery, so that was nice. Got to shake his hand.
He sounds like a nice guy. I've talked to him a few times. Not many, but a few. I don't know, I just haven't been on the radio as much in the last month. I've listened a lot, but just haven't been keying up.
It's different when you're sitting at home than when you're out on the road and you're kind of confined to a cab of a vehicle.
When I'm at home, I've usually got something else going on, or when I'm driving down the road, it's just, you know, I'm driving, I'm focusing on that. So, I don't know. Like I said, I've been listening, so if anybody needed me, I was there, but I just hadn't been keying up as much.
The same without you on the air all the time, but, you know, we'll learn to live with it.
Sure y'all are glad not to hear me on the air as much.
That, but since you mentioned it.
I've been taking some time for me and healing up and just, you know, taking a mental break from everything, too.
You need that. Let me put the mic down just 1 second. N4, is that okay? There's some traffic with its hood up on the side of the road, but barely off the road. I needed to make sure I could move over because there was a lot of people in the lane beside me.
Attention to that first. Radio comes second.
Tom told me one day he was riding with a driver. They were headed up to Greensboro. During the night, and a vehicle on the side of the road with flashes on, they moved over, and as they went by, they saw ankles sticking out from underneath the car. The guy was under the car working on it, but his ankles were laying across the white line on the side of the road.
It's amazing how careless some people are with their lives.
I don't even like standing on the side of the road. I broke down in the truck one time, the airline burst on the dolly. Rear trailer wheels locked up, and I got off the road, but I was standing, I went over on the side away from the truck. I didn't even want to be near the truck when it was broken down.
Especially down there on 85, I don't know that I would even get out of the vehicle unless it was on fire. I just called for a tow truck. take it somewhere, we'll work on it there. It's not worth it.
When you're going down the road with everybody else, how fast those vehicles are actually moving until you're standing there watching them go by you, you know, 5 feet away or less. Yeah, they're really moving.
You can pay attention to how little they're paying attention.
We hear police officers or highway patrol vehicles getting rammed in the back where they're sitting with their lights on, you know, behind somebody's broken down or a wreck on the interstate, and somebody doesn't see them and runs right in the back of them.
Well, these new LED lights they got on there are blinding everybody, especially a rainy night. I don't see how you could not slow down to a crawl going by them. I know I have to. But Shane, just, I won't be around much longer. I'll be in a black hole here heading into Hendersonville.
I hear you. You have a good day. And hello to the ham friend there. We'll talk to you later. Nice. Hopefully soon. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Appreciate it. Good to hear you. And you have a good day out there and be safe. KO4HKX. Clear.